What's up? Great one. What are you laughing at? I'm laughing at myself because I'm that fucking funny. I've been using the word cuck a lot lately. And you're going to hear the word cuck a whole lot more in the future. Cuckening. It's coming. Actually, it's already here. The cuckening is happening. We are living right now through the cuckening. This will be the age of the cucks. The cuck lords. Can you be a cuck? But you can't scream, shout, whine, cry, snivel, piss, moan, look for a fucking safe space. This is not it. You can shove your opinions up your ass. That way the Trump and Fuhrer's cock has something to keep it company. Don't forget the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. Oh, yeah. That's how that shit goes, but you know. Thank you. No, please, thank you. No. Alright, actually, no, I love it. Keep cheering. Let's throw money. Launch the cruise missile. There it goes. Trying to think, is there any such thing as anarcho-cucks? Because everybody else is trying to claim anarchism now. Right, we got the anarcho-feminist, we got the anarcho-anti-fags, we got, you know, the anarcho-commies. I wonder if there's anarcho-cucks. I wonder if there's cucks running around pretending to be anarchist. Anarcho-cucks, there probably are. Great one. Have you done any of the litany of things you keep saying you need? No, I haven't. No, I'm working on this and I'm working on that. Have you done the lexicon? No, I haven't done the lexicon. Have you updated CLSology? No, I haven't done that yet. What the fuck have you been doing, great one? You just been fucking off, haven't you? Well, yeah, pretty much. Pretty fucking much. Yesterday I taught photography and talked to a girl, which I'll tell you about in a second. And it's not the kind of story you think. And let's see. Went to the gym, which is where I saw the girl. And then went for a nice long bike ride. Did a little training bike ride, longer distance than I've done lately. Because on Monday, actually, when you hear this podcast, by the time this is published, let me put it that way. By the time this podcast is published, I will probably be almost or just getting to Laurie State Park after my 12 and a half mile bike ride, mostly uphill, goddammit, which is good because it's downhill coming back, where I'm then going to trail run 7 miles and then do some hiking, and I am going to take the Zoom H2 audio recorder with me and do some podcasting while I'm out there. So that's what I'll be doing on Monday. What you can be doing in the meantime is you can be spending your fiat currency cuck bucks over at Amazon.com via my affiliate link at cls.link, cls.link/Amazon. And you can also send me fan mail. I got some fan mail letters. As always, I'm going to do a fan mail episode in the near future again because I got some comments and mails to catch up on. You can send me your comments, your opinions, your attitudes. If you're a hot chick, you can send me naked pictures of yourself. You can send all of that to God. That's fur baby spelled backwards. God at cynlibsoc.com on the interwebs. Did not do vocal warm-ups, and I'm drinking coffee. So hang in there. It'll be okay. We're going to get going in a second. So I see this girl yesterday who doesn't respond to my text messages, which doesn't really narrow things down because no girls respond to my text messages. That's just a given. Oh, so before I tell that story, so I'm interviewing this girl for modeling. And I've gotten to the point where when I interview the girls for the models, I always throw in there something about how girls are flaky and how working with models is difficult because they're flaky and they don't show up. And usually I get one of two responses. Either the girls will say, yeah, girls really are flaky. It's totally true. And they just agree with me because they know it's a fact. Or they'll still agree with me and know it's a fact, but they'll be joking about it. They'll be like, what? Girls are flaky? Yeah, really? And I'll, yeah, 19-year-old girls are really flaky. And she'll be like, no way. I'm like, yeah. So I'm talking to this girl and I throw out the girls are flaky, models are flaky thing. And she starts going and she said, really? I can't believe that. And it took me about 10 seconds to realize that she was serious. This girl, I didn't ask her actually her age. Language, fucking. Use Mr. Tongue and Mr. Lips and you can form words. I did not ask her what her age was. And we actually had a good time. We sat there and talked. Normally my model interviews last 20, 25 minutes at the most. We sat there and talked for an hour and a half. She's a pretty cool chick, actually. And didn't ask her age. But she just graduated college. She got her first real job. So I'm going to guess, based on that and her appearance, I'm going to say she's 23, 24. She was serious. This was news to her that girls, especially young ones, are flaky. She's like, really? I'm like, yes, really. She's like, I can't believe that. I'm really surprised. And I'm thinking, oh my God, what do you mean you're surprised? Yes, 19-year-old girls are flakier than fuck. All right, so anyway. So I see this girl at the gym who never responds to my text messages because no girl ever responds to my text messages. And we're talking blah, 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 and then whatever and stuff. And then I see her again as we're leaving. I'm like, blah, 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 whatever. And I'm trying to get to the important part so we can tell this story and make it funny. Because this is funny. This is comedy. Bill Burr, watch out. I'm coming for you. We see how good I am at telling jokes right now at 9:26 in the morning. I'm drinking my first cup of coffee. So we're going through and she tells me that she's having difficulty seeing. Her vision is going bad. I'm like, what? And she says, well, yeah, I got a concussion. I'm like, and so long story short, she got a concussion. It's been like 3 months ago that she got the concussion, to which I said, well, that's the most unique excuse I've heard for not responding to my text messages. You got a concussion. And so I'm like, well, have you gone to a doctor? She's like, well, yeah, I went to the doctor and the doctor said there's nothing wrong with me. But she's telling me that she's having, her vision is going out. She's having problems hearing. Like I'm having problems talking, but I don't have a concussion. I'm just an idiot. And she's having dizzy spells. And she says, I went to the doctor and the doctor told me there's nothing wrong. I'm like, okay, have you gone to another doctor? Because clearly this doctor doesn't fucking have their shit together. Have you gotten a second opinion on this? Well, no. I'm like, fucking Christ almighty. I'm like, will you go to another fucking doctor? And I'm thinking, I didn't say it, but the next time, and I'll see her again. Next time I see her, we're going to have a little fucking conversation. It's like, did you go to a second doctor? And she's probably going to say no, because she's a dumbass. And then I'm going to say, look, sweetie, now I know that you don't use your brain, which is obvious, but we're talking about your fucking brain here, okay? You have a concussion. You're having fucking vision problems, hearing problems, and balance problems. You need to go to another fucking doctor. I know you don't use your brain a whole lot. Girls, okay? Not just her, all of you, I know. But, okay, if you get a concussion and your like vision is going out and you're falling over sideways and you can't hear a thing, you need to go to a fucking doctor. So then I'm supposed to do a shoot this morning. We're doing the podcast instead of taking pictures of cute girls. Because the girl's like, oh, I'm sick, blah, blah, okay, fine, that's whatever. And I said, yeah, I don't want any girl cooties. And she messaged me back and says, well, I don't think I'm contagious. And I love when people always say this shit, I don't think I'm contagious. Because, well, oh, you're a doctor now. Because you know that you're not contagious because you have your fucking medical diploma. And I'm thinking, wait a minute. So I know the one girl with the concussion, she needs to go to a doctor. I got this other girl over here. She's sick, but she knows she's not contagious because she is a doctor, obviously. Maybe I should get them the fuck together. Say, hey, look, this girl's a doctor. She can diagnose herself. Let her look at your fucking head. See what's wrong with you. Oh, wait, we know what's wrong with you. You're a girl, and you're too fucking dumb to go to a goddamn doctor after you have a concussion and your fucking eyesight is going out. Jesus, girls, considering the future is female, according to some of you, we are fucked. Because if that's what the future looks like, we're screwed. All right, speaking of being screwed, let's get going. Where am I? I'm here. Where are you guys? You're there. Okay, great. I'm here. You're there. Yes, everything's where it's supposed to be. Hashtag me too. So we've been following the trials and tribulations of this here trial of Christina Boscher, right? Now we have another article here about the trial. This is from Monday, August the 27th in the year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2018. And it is essentially a repeat of everything you've already heard. There is one paragraph in here, however, that needs to be read. Boscher also claims that working in the computer science department and the lack of support from the university for her troubles led to depression and other mental and personal issues for her, including straining her relationship with her son. Now, I just want to take a moment to point out that the university is giving her a lack of support, yet college universities are, in fact, the nexus of political correctness and tolerance and diversity. But what's more important is that she says that all of this sexual harassment, you know, this man looking at her body and brushing up against her, allegedly, is straining her relationship with her son. Now, sweetie, are you sure that's the thing that's straining your relationship with your son? Or do you think that possibly, I don't know, do you have a concussion? Can you not think anymore? Is it possible that one of the things, a factor in the strained relationship with your son, is that your son doesn't have a fucking father? Also, I haven't seen any pictures of this woman's child, but I would bet money, not a lot of money, because I could be wrong, but I would be willing to bet, how much would I seriously bet on this? I would bet $40, because I could afford to lose $40. That's a lot of beer. I would bet $40 that her son is mystery meat because she banged a black guy. Do you think it's possible your relationship with your son is strained because you're a single mother? No, of course not. Because single mothers, well, they're strong and independent and they can do everything. All right. Skip forward. Wednesday, August 29th. The year of our Lord and Savior, the Trump and Fuhrer, 2018. By the way, Hillary Clinton, still not in jail. I mean, how hard is it to put someone who has committed that many fucking crimes in jail? How hard can that be? Apparently, it's as hard as my dick when I see a hot little redhead, because the Trump and Fuhrer has not yet done it. And see, this is what I'm talking about with you fucking cucks. This is why the Trump and Fuhrer is actually the cuck and Fuhrer. He talks all this shit about putting Hillary in jail, and then he actually gets into office and says, well, we're going to take the high road. Oh, we're going to take the high road. Yeah, and the high road, it's going to cuck you right into extinction. You think Hillary Clinton, when she's having all these people murdered and when she's embezzling all this money, you think Hillary Clinton was sitting around thinking about the fucking high road? When I read you in the previous episode these letters from these leftists about how the left can't be tolerant of the right and the right has to be run off of the college campus, did you hear anything in those about the fucking high road? Hear anything in there about the leftist taking the fucking high road? I'm fucking sick of this high road shit. I have fucking had it with this fucking high road shit. You fucking cucks. All right, let's delve into this. I have read part of this article, and then the second part, when we flip to page 4 where it continues, I've read none of that, so it's going to be completely fresh. So we'll see what happens. Fresh, like me, with a 17-year-old high school girl who's having to take a class on the Communist Manifesto. Fresh. Here we go. Jury awards no damages in sexual harassment lawsuit. Cha-ching! A jury determined that actions taken by Colorado State University against a former assistant professor who reported a claim of sexual harassment did not qualify as retaliation in court on August 28th. The six jurors unanimously agreed that Christina Beauchure, a former computer science assistant professor at the university, was partaking in protected activity. Oh God. Yeah, they agreed she was partaking in protected activity, an Equal Employment Opportunity Commission law. God. Which prohibits punishing employees for asserting their rights to be free from employment discrimination when she reported a claim of sexual harassment in 2014. In other words, the jury figured out that she could report people for sexually harassing her. God, that's a lot of fucking words for nothing. Of course, this was written by college students. Beauchure filed a lawsuit against the university June 5th, 2017, 5 years after the sexual harassment supposedly occurred. Remember that? That's always important in all the Me Toos. Okay. They never fucking complain about the sexual harassment when it happened. They wait. Remember, she was sexually harassed before she even had the job. She was sexually harassed during the interview process. She took the job anyway, and she was totally willing to put up with the sexual harassment as long as she thought she was going to get tenure. When she found out she couldn't get tenure, and then she got a job somewhere else, then finally, 5 years later, she reports the sexual harassment. That's your first clue, she wasn't sexually harassed. And it's also an indicator of what I've been saying for years. Women will put up with this stuff if they think they're going to get something out of it. It's that simple. It's only sexual harassment if she's not benefiting from it, right? When Angelina Jolie got cast in some movies, if I could fucking talk, as long as Angelina Jolie was getting parts in movies, it didn't matter that she was sucking Harvey Weinstein's dick. But when she hit the wall and nobody wants to look at her on the screen anymore, now, 27 years ago, I had to suck Harvey Weinstein's dick. Me too. I was raped. Women exchange sex for resources. All women. Well, I know. No. All 100%, all. Okay, yes, there's this one exception. There's this retarded quadriplegic woman who's in a wheelchair all the time and has an IQ of 47. Okay, she's not exchanging sex for resources. Congratulations, you beta male fucking cuck. You found an exception. Christina was perfectly willing to be sexually harassed for as long as she thought she was going to get tenure at the university. Hashtag Me Too. And this is why hashtag Me Too is the new form of divorce. Right? Women, they used to get married to a man and then they divorce the man, take half of everything he had. Okay? I myself have said at some point the government will just set up a program where it'll take men who, or maybe they've been married, whatever, it'll take men and then assign that man to a woman who hasn't been divorced and just have the man give that woman 50% of his resources. They'll just skip the whole getting married and divorced part, go straight to the wealth transfer. Well, this is actually that concept in motion. Hashtag Me Too is a scenario by which women can just get 50% of everything a man has without having to go to the problem of marrying him and then divorcing him. Or in this, you know, in a case like this, it would have been a bunch of money. It's a metaphorical 50%. Christina would have gotten her metaphorical 50%, not necessarily from the man she accused of sexual harassment, but from the taxpayers, since Colorado State University is financed by the taxpayers. It's just wealth transfer. That's all this is. These women are not getting raped. They're not getting sexually harassed. It's just a transfer of money. Well, I know this one woman and she really was raped. Okay, that's wonderful. But guess what? Just because one woman was really raped, that doesn't mean all these other women were really raped. I flipped a coin 7 times and it came up heads. Therefore, the 8th time, it's going to come up heads. Speaking, God, I gotta control myself. That's one thing. I gotta not tangent, but I made the mistake of going on Facebook the other day. Oh God, did I see something disgusting on Facebook. Great one. Disgusting is an emotional response. That's not logical. No, it's not. You're right. Empirically, I saw something on Facebook that once again illustrates why women are children. I know you guys get great one, you get it. No, women are children. And I saw something on Facebook posted by a woman. I'm writing notes. I can't write and talk at the same time. I can barely do anything things at the same time. I saw something on Facebook posted by a woman that once again is empirical evidence that women are children. All right, speaking of women who are children, let's get back to this chick. Brochure filed a lawsuit against the university June 15, 2017, claiming she faced retaliation and was forced to resign from her position after reporting to Computer Science Department Chair Durrell Whitley and Dean of the College of Natural Sciences Janice Neger, that Professor Asa Ben-Hur sexually harassed her. Oh, words, so many words. According to court documents, the harassment is said to have started during the summer of 2012, before Brochure started working at CSU, saying computer science professor Asa Ben-Hur would stare at her chest and backside. Once again, why did you take the job? It's like you're a black person, and you go and you apply for a job, and the guys say, yeah, and then on the weekends, we go out with our friends in the KKK, and we shoot us some niggers, we hang them from some trees. You're like, oh, okay. And they say, well, you want a job here? And you go, yeah, I'd love to work here. That'd be great. Like, why would you take that job? So she's applying for this job, and she's being sexually harassed during the interview process, and she still takes the job. Either she's very stupid, or she's very desperate. Or wait. Maybe she's stupid and desperate. Or maybe, here's a concept, maybe she's a child. Maybe she's never matured past high school. Maybe she just doesn't fucking know any better. I'm serious. You're applying for a job during the application process. You are being sexually harassed. Why would you take that fucking job? Unless you are truly desperate. And here's the question. She has a college education. If college is so fucking wonderful, and if women can do everything, and if they're strong and independent, and the future is female, why is she so desperate that she has to take a job where she's being sexually harassed? I'm open to your suggestions, but I have to go with stupidity. Coupled with, once again, here's the thing. This is the new age. This is the age of the cucks and the Me Too. I haven't said this yet. I still have to do part 3 in this series where I talk about Abby and Azzy. Christina went into this. I think she saw the Me Too coming from moment number one, right? She went into this saying, I will get this job at CSU, and then 5 years, 10 years, whatever down the road, I will start accusing people of sexually harassing me because it's worked for all these other women. And so let's say she really was sexually harassed during the interview process by this beta male looking at her body. I think that didn't deter her from taking the job because she knew that was her backup plan. Right? Whether the tenure works out or doesn't work out, 5, 10, 15 years in the future, she can get a bonus, a financial bonus, by coming out, oh my God, I was sexually harassed, and now give me money. Women may be children, but they're not stupid. Just like when your kids, you know, they break something and they lie to you or whatever. You know, kids are great liars. So are women. Because women have no fucking conscience. It's just like the girl with the concussion. I don't necessarily disbelieve her, but at the same time, would a girl lie about having a concussion and being dizzy and having blackouts and not being able to hear as an excuse for not responding to text messages? You're goddamn right they would. Because she won't just say, no, I'm not attracted to you and I don't want you to stick your dick inside of me, so please go away. I know there's a chance she's lying about the concussion. God, I'm a cynical bastard. But you know what? When you don't fucking walk around with your fucking cuck glasses on, this is the real world. Christina went into this. During the interview process, she was sitting there thinking that sometime in the future, she would Me Too the university. This was her plan the entire fucking time. That's why she took a job where she was being sexually harassed. Anyone who actually doesn't want to be sexually harassed is not going to accept a job where they're being sexually harassed during the interview process. Unless, once again, they are truly, truly, truly desperate for money. Which is possible, but yet again, I want to know, she has a college education. And God, she's not in the liberal arts. She does fucking computer shit. How desperate can, if the woman is actually capable of doing the computer stuff she claims to have a degree in, how can she be this desperate for a job? There's something, so single mother, I forgot, single mother. There's part of the answer. And I wonder how much student loan debt she has. And I wonder how much credit card debt she has from traveling. Because I like to travel. And my guy, really, yeah. So I like to watch Netflix. And I like to travel. And I get tattoos. All right, great one. Are you going to fucking finish this in this episode? Yes, I need to get going because there's a lot more to read. God, I'm just having so much fun. I'm so happy. Hey, once again, I know you guys, oh my God, he's so bitter. No, I'm so happy. I mean, despite everything, and this is a rant that's coming, but despite everything that you fuckers have stolen from me, despite the loss of the society I could live in if it weren't for cucks, I'm still pretty fucking happy, guys. I really am. All right. Let's stop talking about me, which I know, a great one. No, let's talk about you. I get it. I am the great one. We should talk about me. Every podcast should just be me. It should be me talking about me. Because there's nothing more important than me. The lawsuit alleges that before Beauchure reported being sexually harassed by Ben-Hur to Whitley and Nurger, she received two positive performance reviews from Whitley in 2013 and 2014. And this is another woman. Then I've had this. Unlike those, okay, I was going to start insulting people and I realized there's no reason to. If you've never had employees answering to you, because I've had supervisory positions, when you have employees, and so one year you give them a positive review, and then say the next year you give them a positive review, and then the next year you give them a less positive review, some people will actually be like, well, how is it that I got positive reviews for 2 years and now I get a negative review? It's like, well, because in the last year, your performance went down. Like the dumb people, like Beauchure, don't understand that, okay, just because in like 2012 and 2013 you were awesome, in 2014 you can still suck. Because I've gone through that with employees. Gave a guy really good ratings 1 year and the next year he fucked up royally and he's like, well, how come my ratings went down? Oh, because your fucking performance went down. No, your performance reviews don't only go up. Your performance reviews are based on your performance. I know, it's hard to understand. Especially, you know, when you're a woman and you got some kind of degree in computer science or something. Maybe she has a concussion, I don't know. The jury did not determine that the university engaged in materially adverse action, which is any action that might deter a reasonable person from engaging in protected activity. In a statement from, oh, God, excuse me. All right, I'm bracing myself. In a statement from Progressive Promotions, hold on, I gotta look these guys up. Yeah. Give me a second here. In a statement from Progressive Promotions, a media company who partnered with Beauchure's case, Beauchure said she hopes that this, quote, heartbreaking setback, unquote, does not stop other women from speaking out. Okay. She hired a media company She has a media company. Progressive. Oh my god. No fucking way. We are a promotional products marketing agency headquartered in Englewood, New Jersey. The stuff on their website here, our work. Jell-O. What is this thing? Morton Salt? Are you shitting me? She has the money. Connect One Bank. She has the money to hire these people? Oscar Mayer? PBS? These are their clients. Oscar Mayer, there's a bunch of shit I haven't ever heard of before. Avis? Oreo? Are you shitting? This fucking Bent has the money to hire this marketing company to market her sexual harassment? What do you even say to this? When you say, well, great one, no, she can't. No, she's making this shit up. This is a fucking scam. If you've really been raped, you don't go hire the fucking marketing company that works for Avis and Jell-O and Oreo. Holy fucking shit balls. Will you, when are you cucks gonna stop cucking? Why? Once again, this woman should be fucking fired. This woman should be unhirable at this point. God damn it. I like this, a media company who partnered with Beauchure's case. They partnered with her. Yeah, I'm sure they were sitting around going, yeah, let's find some fucking wall-hitting woman who claims a man looked at her body and let's partner with her. No, they were paid. When your clients are, when your clients are Avis and Oreo and Jell-O, you don't look for fucking 40-year-old wall hitters who are single mothers to partner with. And then again, maybe you do. Maybe that's some massive virtue signaling. Quote, this trial gave me an opportunity to expose the toxic climate for women in the computer science department at CSU. My voice is going out. Beautiful. Good thing this is not a podcast. Take two. Quote, this is from her release that came through, this is part of her statement from Progressive Promotions, a media company who partnered with her. Quote, this trial gave me the opportunity to expose the toxic climate for women in the computer science department at CSU and to tell my full story about how CSU administrators ran a campaign of retaliation against me, in effect, punishing the victim for reporting sexual harassment, unquote, Beauchure said in the release. Just because you, once again, see, I didn't get tenure. Therefore, I am being punished for complaining about being sexually harassed. Did it ever occur to you maybe you didn't get tenure just because your performance wasn't up to snuff. And of course it didn't, because liberals don't know anything about performance standards. They have no standards. They should just get things. I'm a woman, I'm a single mother, I'm hitting the wall, I deserve tenure, I should get tenure. If I don't get tenure, then obviously I'm a victim. It's retaliation because I said a man looked at my body. Beauchure said the trial and the events leading up to it left an impact on her family as well as her physical and mental health. Oh my, and it's on and on about the, once again, if you women are so strong and independent, why does everything just destroy your fragile mental health? Oh, my mental health. Quote, what happened to me was wrong, and I wanted to stand up for what is right. Of course, I had hoped, and remember, hoping is not a process. Now, we are flipping to page 4, and I have not read any of this, and there's a lot of it. And we are going to see where this goes. Hold on. I had hoped there would be justice, and I would be vindicated. Sweetie, maybe there was justice. It just, see, once again, she had, when she says, I hoped there would be justice, what she means is, I hoped I would get my way. The evidence was presented. The jury, same people who vote, remember, people are, they can vote. So the jury said, nothing happened here. You got your fucking justice. Oh, it's not justice because I didn't get what I wanted. Quote continues, nonetheless, I hope that the trial itself will have an impact on the climate for women at CSU, and that in the future, CSU will deal with campus sexual harassment sympathetically without blaming the victim, unquote. Even though the jury, that's the word I'm looking for, the jury decided she wasn't a victim, she's still running around claiming she's a victim. Mike Hooker, there's a great name, Mike Hooker, Director of Public Affairs and Communications at CSU, wrote in an email to the Collegian that the university is pleased with the verdict. Of course he did. And then, quote, CSU takes sexual harassment and retaliation laws very seriously. We thank the members of the jury for their careful consideration of the evidence that was presented at the trial, unquote. Words that say nothing. Beauchure, who is seeking damages for emotional distress, was not in the courtroom when the verdict was read because she had a flight to catch, her attorney Sam Cannon said. Where did she have to go? I mean, what is she doing with her fucking worthless life? I mean, she's already spit out a baby. Where does she need to be? So this whole courtroom thing, this whole lawsuit, right, was really important to her. So important she hired a media company, but not important enough for her to actually be there when the verdict was announced. Where did she need to go? Prior to Tuesday's deliberations, Cannon argued that Beauchure should be awarded. Oh, here we go. This is what it's worth. This is what women, this is how much money women's think they deserve if a man looks at their body and brushes up against them. Okay, this is what you women think being looked at is worth in dollars. Beauchure argued, blah, blah, she should be awarded $528,800 in damages to compensate for every hour Beauchure thought about No, this cannot be real. This is trolling. This cannot be real. I have to read this multiple times before I read this to you. This cannot fucking be real. This is where we're at. Oh my God. She should be awarded $528,800 in damages to compensate for every hour Beausure thought about taking her own life. $100 per hour for 8 hours a day over a span of 661 days. This woman actually thinks she should be paid $100 an hour for thinking about killing herself. Sweetheart, I'll pay you that. I'll pay you $100 an hour if you do kill yourself. She wants to be paid $100 an hour for thinking about killing herself. I'm not making this up. I can't make this up. That is what it fucking says. Okay? And you cucks, you fucking cucks, are the reason this woman is alive. You keep dumping your money into the college system. You keep sending your fucking children to public schools and colleges. You keep paying the taxes. You won't turn off the fucking welfare. She wants to be paid $100 an hour for thinking about killing herself. This is uncucking believable. It's not uncucking believable. It's completely cucking believable. People, the decline is not going to enjoy itself. It's not. Quote, I'm not happy with the verdict, but that's what the jury says. We'll move forward and evaluate our options and decide what to do next, unquote, Cannon said. In other words, they're going to look for some other way to sue somebody else. Throughout the events leading up to the trial, CSU denied Beausure's allegations. Hooker previously told the Collegian the university did not take adverse action against any employee based on Beausure's allegations. All right, hang on. Let me scan ahead and see if anything else actually needs, because this is all just repeating shit that we already know. And we have to erase names again. Yeah. Again, he would stare at her chest and backside. We've heard this before. She got her reviews. Two of them were good, one of them wasn't. She couldn't figure out why, because she's a woman. Throughout the trial, the university asked the jury to consider Beausure's psychiatric well-being, as they should. She expects to be paid money for thinking about killing herself. She's a single mother. Okay? She has mental problems. Great one. Are you saying that single mothers have men? Yes. Women who are single mothers have mental problems. They seem to have thought, well, it'd be a great idea to have a kid without a father. Well, that's sort of insane. During the plaintiff's final argument, Cannon said there was direct and indirect evidence that Beausure was retaliated against by CSU, which included a negative third-year evaluation, differential treatment of Beausure compared to other professors, and non-compliance with the university policy regarding sexual harassment claims. Again, your yearly evaluation has nothing to do with the previous, and what differential treatment? If you don't have documentation of it, it doesn't exist. Welcome to reality. blah, blah, blah. The university disagreed with that. Of course they did. And then the university, blah, 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 they disagreed some more. In the closing minutes of the defense's argument, Moreland described Beauchore as an employee who lashed out whenever she perceived any criticism. Well, yes, that's what women do. When women are criticized, they get pissy. The defense also questioned Beauchore's credibility, really, arguing that her allegations were inconsistent and had constantly shifted over time. Really? In Beauchore's response, she expressed her feelings on the proceedings of the case. Quote, "For the last 7 days, I have had to endure CSU's counsel calling me a difficult, unpredictable, and dishonest woman." As if there's any other kind of woman. "This sort of gaslighting is a common way to discredit accusers," unquote. I love it when leftist gaslighters accuse other people of gaslighting. No, once again, okay, look, you started this legal proceeding. What did you think was going to happen when you went into a courtroom and tried to get $528,800 from the taxpayers of the state of Colorado in exchange for thinking about killing yourself? Did you think that you were just going to sit there and everybody was going to agree with everything you said and then throw money at you? Did you think you would not be cross-examined? Did you think that people would not come forth and say unflattering things about you? What did you think was going to happen in a courtroom in front of a judge and a jury with two lawyers and a bunch of witnesses? What the fuck were you expecting, you stupid fucking bent? Hooker wrote, "It is important to differentiate between Beauchore's allegations in her complaint and comments to media organizations compared with evidence introduced at the trial." Quote, "The jury's decision is consistent with the findings of CSU Office of Equal Opportunity, which previously investigated Dr. Beauchore's complaints and determined that no university policy had been violated and there was no sexual harassment or retaliation." Me Too at CSU, denied. Taxpayers just saved $528,800.